Welcome back, everybody, to...
All I can think of now is Segura's What's Up, Everybody.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. All of this is temporary with your host, Melody Gates. We're going to say you first on the first one
in
the new year.
And then I say your name? Or no?
Oh. I mean, let's give it a go. See what it's like.
Okay. You want to go?
I did. I
and
already
Ray
did.
Stone. Yeah. And Ray Stone.
A couple of new sponsors for the new year. Already two new sponsors. The first one, H2O, brought to you by H2O.
Mm-hmm.
The good stuff.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been trying to get them to sponsor us for years.
DJ partial, just dry January partial. We'll see.
2 days in.
Yeah, well, right. You can start dry January whenever you want. You
I
could
think
start,
January 29th is a great...
I mean, a majority leader in any business operation is 51%. So as long as we clock in for 30 of the 31 days... Wait, how many days are in January?
30, I think. Or it could be 31.
30 days have September, April, June, and November. So 31 mm-hmm. days in January. So we could clock in on the 15th, and that leaves 16 days. Mm-hmm. Hey, is it cumulative?
The days?
Yeah, could we just take 16, like, every other day off?
That was a fun little click.
Oh, that came through, didn't it?
Yeah.
I turned off the notifications.
I'm like a little puppy, like when there's a noise, I'm mumbling again. When there's a noise, like my attention is just completely distracted.
Yeah, well, my phone is supposed to be off, but for whatever reason, you know, it's connected to the computer and my tooth and everything, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these things are complicated.
Look, I'm an important man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Raymond just texted, and I'm like, oh no.
The not handsome Raymond.
Well, no, Raymond Merriman, the guy that I did the steam bathroom for.
Yeah, you're a handsome Raymond.
And whenever I get a text from somebody that I built something, you know, comprehensive for, like a year later, mm-hmm. I'm always like, oh no.
What happened?
Did something go wrong? But then I'm just reminded of like the conversation that I had with my buddy down the way the other day. He knows who he is, where he's doing something that... is not right, and I know it's not right, and he's like a contractor,
mm-hmm.
and
but still learning. He's still true. He's kind of new.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But even though I told him, I think you should fix this, he's like, "Nah, I'm not. Nah,
I'm gonna roll the dice on this one."
Yeah, and it's a like a foundational thing.
Have you ever done that?
What? Have I ever moved forward with something knowing it was wrong?
Yeah. And yeah.
Ooh, I don't think so. No, if usually when I do things. Okay. Actually, yes. Here in this studio, I did.
Mm.
Because the previous people had installed what I thought was stamped concrete to look like Saltillo tile in an mm-hmm. octagonal tile. But as it turns out, see, because it was all painted over, so I thought it was just stamped concrete, but it was actually just laid tile. And so I didn't know that until I had already reached that part of the floor and I had already put the laminate over it and decided I was going to float it with like thin set and stuff.
Mm.
But this is my own. Like I'm not getting paid to do it. But no, if I'm getting paid to do something and I am told, oh, there's something really wrong with what you did.
Well, he's not getting paid either. It is his own stuff. So I think that's a good, but that's mm-hmm. not
no,
a
right.
structural problem where you're going to, it's going to cost you massive damage.
Right.
Down the road.
No, this is
like certain.
Mm-hmm.
And you ignored the advice and just pushed forward thinking, oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Mine was surface. Hey, you know what's funny? It's funny that I think you don't have anything in front of you. And so what I was going to say today is I was listening to a podcast where the guy is making hand gestures on the table the whole time. And, you know, it's just obviously easy to do when you don't have anything in front of you. Hey, by the way, I want to get this started, okay? And I want to you know, here we've got this Happy Holidays tile. You know what? We're getting fucking rid of it. I'm done with Happy Holidays.
There. Yeah.
It's gone.
How about that mistletoe? Do we have to get rid of this too?
Just dead air. We can. That wasn't part of my plan, so I don't know how to respond to it.
Okay.
If you want to jump in and get rid of it, then I fully support you.
Yeah, I think I want, because this represents Christmas to me, so it's like Happy Holidays.
Yeah. And without Happy Holidays, well, it could be a sad holidays. So I hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Christmas tree, the candles.
Yeah, there's snow inside. I mean, the snow is okay. But nobody decorates in January.
Yeah, let's get into... wait, there's snow inside of...
Well, there's Epsom salts.
Of what? Oh, in one of those jars?
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to look like snow. I didn't put enough in there. And then you put like a little tea light candle.
Okay, so for just people that are only listening... There was a jar on the table that had mistletoe in it. And so when she said, I'm going to get rid of this mistletoe, and then said, there's snow inside, I was as lost as everybody else, I think.
Yeah, they have no idea. What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody?
Well, we've got a, this is a very special episode. This is a, what's
funny? Yeah, nothing.
Why is that funny?
What's everybody? I just have things that keep playing in my head and I don't turn them off.
Like the what's up, everybody?
Yeah. 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 Anyways, sorry.
Yeah. I really, you know what? My favorite thing is when I just want to hear you apologize like a lot. Now, we've got a special podcast this week. We've got a bomb with me recent. I started the new year off correctly. I almost said New Year's. I started the New Year's right. That's not how you say it. The New Year. With January 1, an open mic, and it went pretty well, to the best of my recollection. I felt like, and I told you when I got home, that I got the best laugh where I had to wait. And it seemed like forever. You'll see in the playback. It is not forever. It is just a normal laugh, but it is a full good laugh. And there are a couple two tree in there, so...
Yeah, and I haven't seen this yet, so
I
heard a little bit of the jokes before, but I haven't heard the actual set that you did.
Do you want to kick it off and just get right to that, or do you have anything, do we have any Happy New Year things we need to say?
No, they've heard it enough.
They've heard, it's fucking played out. That was last week.
It's January 7th now. I mean, I think we're past the point where a week in... Everybody knows what year it is. I've written it several times, 2025.
It's practically 2026 already.
Mm-hmm. I don't have my new calendar up yet, but it's in my bag.
All right. Well, then, let's jump into it. Turn your attention to the big screen behind you, and here we go.
Let's keep it going for Raymond Stone.
How we doing, guys? Happy New Year. Everyone has a resolution, right? I have one. Bully more. I think bullying is good for you. I really do. I remember one specific incident when I was in high school, freshman year. And the student directly in front of me turned around and disgustedly said, "You chew gum like a horse." I was like, whew, I didn't know. That really informed my future. If he hadn't told me that, I would still, to this day, probably chew gum with my huge cock out. All right, we're going to write that one down as, we'll keep it. I have what I like to think of as an unintentionally funny girlfriend. She's a little bit naive, not stupid, but a little bit naive. It's very funny often. The other day, she said to me, and I quote, "You can watch porn on your phone?" And I said, "Here's the difference between men and women. That's what the phone is for." Then, a week later, and I do mean within a week, she calls me up and she says, "Babe, I've got a leak in the front yard at my place." I said, "Oh, did you make sure and call your father and my brother and the guy from the city because now you have a story?" She's like, "Why?" I said, "Yeah, don't worry about it." But I said, "What we need to do is we have to figure out on which side of the valve box did the leak occur. Because depending on which side of the valve box the leak is on, it will indicate who has to pay, you or the city." She says, "That's what the guy from the city said." I said, "Okay, so which side does the leak seem to be on?" And she said to me, "It's wet on both sides of my box." So I said, "Babe, did you tell the guy from the city who's on his way to you right now that it's wet on both sides of your box?" And she said, "Yeah, and on the inside. Why?" Now, I realize this has been a little bit of a heavy girlfriend set, but at least it wasn't a heavy set girlfriend. Thanks, my name's Ray. Have a good night.
I can't believe I fucked up that last joke. I also can't believe there are a couple of things. I can't believe nobody laughs when I say you can look at porn on your phone. I guess maybe it's because it's obviously a setup line.
Yeah. It doesn't feel, I mean, it's, you're like this two sentences into the joke at that point.
I have really got to fix the glitchiness of the TV. I don't know why it glitches so bad. I think I've got too much running at once or something.
Oh, maybe. At least the audio is perfect. The sound comes through perfect. It's just the...
Yeah, bouncing it to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about the TV quality, but I hope you enjoyed the audio. I enjoyed it.
It was really good. Those were definitely the most laughs you've ever gotten.
I was happy with them.
Mm-hmm. And I really like the opening of Happy New Year, your New Year's goal, you know, your resolution is to bully more.
As clearly defined on this podcast already.
Because, I mean, I feel like that got, like, I don't know, you won the crowd over right away.
Right.
You know, and it seemed like they were pretty, you know, in a pretty good spot because you're like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, good. It's a good night."
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, I told you, I luckily followed two really bad comedians. One, the two in front of me, like not the exact one right before me, but the one before him was so bad. I mean, it was like just stream of consciousness, talking about his injury, and like he did all the things that you're not supposed to do. He mentioned how he's, well, I've only got 3 minutes, so I didn't prepare anything. So God, this is nerve wracking. So yeah, exactly. You're just like sleeping. And then he went into some stream of consciousness about, getting into a car accident and, it not being his fault, but like somehow how he controlled and told the cops, like, you know, what to do and this stuff. And you're just like, and then the light hits and he's just like, he just, well, okay. You know, that's what that's, I guess that's, and then he did like a well wishes message in it too, where he was like, "So just be nice to your friends. You never know when it can all end, you know?" And you're like, "Oh my God, this is not a pep talk."
Mm-mm.
Type of situation. We're not here for that. And it just always blows me away when I see that. I'm like, yeah. So that was two guys before me. And then the guy before me goes up and he like has a couple of funny ideas, but then he just sidetracks himself. I think he does edibles. Or maybe his mom did crack.
Or both.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Could be.
Depending on how off track you got.
But I was, how fired up was I over that 3 minute set?
Yeah, it was really good. Nice and slow paced. I liked that. Yeah.
But I mean, how excited was I when I came home? I'm just like,
when you came home. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were up till like midnight.
Yeah. I'm not going to let you sleep.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you, had a few glasses of wine.
I'm going to tell you again and again about this 3 minutes of my day.
It's like that every time you go do stand up. I mean, not every time. If it's a bad night, we'll be up for a little bit, but then it'll be couch time. But
yeah.
For the most part, you're usually endorphined up afterwards and it's very contagious.
Yeah.
It's a fun. Good time.
Yeah. If it's bad, then I just cry. I go, I need to take a shower so that nobody can see the tears.
Yeah. But I know they're there.
Yeah.
Pearl licks them off when you get out of the shower.
And to be fair, you do walk in on me crying like all the time. So
that's why there's tissues everywhere around the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Things you do that are so disgusting that, but you don't realize it, like really bad habits until somebody points them out.
Can we tell them the funny joke that I told you this morning about other stuff that you leave on the ground?
Yeah, of course.
You tell them.
Me, for all those times my girlfriends left their panties laying around.
Yeah, and how at the beginning of the relationship, you're like, all right, those panties are, and then it like.
Well, you tell the joke, and then I'll tell the girlfriend's point of view of the joke.
This is just the only. You know what? Honestly, right now, all I can think about is the fact that your dad listens to this, and I'm just I can't tell this.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay, I'll tell it. You talked me into it. About how in the beginning, when you're like, ooh, those are some dirty underwear on my floor. Oh, yeah. And then like now into the relationship, you're like, fucking dirty ass, disgusting underwear on the floor.
You're leaving a part of the thing out.
I know. I'm nervous to say it. This is supposed to be my podcast. Damn
well,
it.
Well, my version doesn't work then. Yeah.
About the...
It's our podcast, baby.
I know. That's what I mean. It's supposed to feel like our podcast, but somehow we're not allowed to say what we're wanting to say right now.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right. Well, I'll tell you my side of the joke when we're off air.
Oh, okay.
I have a joke about the same thing.
You actually do?
Yeah. I can't say it.
Why not?
I just thought of it right now.
Say the joke. Do I have to set it up?
Okay, well, sorry, Dad. Okay, so, you know, well, from a woman's point of view, when you're first dating somebody, and we were dating for a couple weeks in, but like from a, you know, a few weeks maybe. Anyways, I digress. When you're first dating a guy and, you know, you spend the first night over there, you know, you strategically leave some underwear, some private things. But, you know, I usually try to make sure the clean ones are, you know, really nice. But then now that, you know, we're over a year in and moved in together for almost a year, I don't even think about it.
Now you punish me with
like
dirty
rolled
ones?
They're just like up on the floor everywhere. Like it's not sexy at all my end.
I love this as a joke, but I think it should be that in the beginning, you want to make sure they're nice and clean to make me think about you. And
exactly.
Then now that we're together, you make sure they're dirty to punish me for my...
There you go. And we just workshopped a joke together.
All right, I'll try that one. I'll try it out.
It's good. It's
we'll
good.
See how it goes.
All right, I'm very fidgety.
Yeah.
What Sorry about the kicking noise.
Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Are you just antsy to get back in your new 4Runner?
My brand new 4Runner.
Ooh.
Yeah. Did we talk about the trifecta, the triple disasters that happened back in November? I don't think we did. So within a 2 weeks time, I had the leak at my house on the main water line, which is in the jokes. I had my tenant drive through my garage wall into my kitchen. And I had a lady try to lane change at a red light into my car.
Yeah.
This all happened within like 2 weeks.
I'm going to go ahead and jump in here and just qualify. These are not disasters.
They are things that happened. They're major disruptors.
These were incidents.
Three major incidents, big incidents.
Only one of which you actually had to deal with. Two of which, well, one of which
I dealt with all of them
free of charge. One of which I got paid to fix, which was nice because the guy smashed in. And then the other one, I just had nothing to do with it.
The insurance company paid for it.
Yeah, but all of them.
But I had to do some stuff. It took a lot to get that insurance company to, you know.
I know. I can't believe you lied to them and tried to say that your back was all messed up.
Wait, what? My lawyer will be calling them.
Yeah. Oh, my back. No. It's like
and my back is sore.
4.5 mile an hour incident. Not from that, though.
Yeah, it's like delayed reaction. Oh, you've heard about that, right? Yeah. It's late. Like a month and like 6 weeks. It could come up to 8 weeks. Mine came in 6.
I think the medical term is
lower back is sore.
Latent.
Latent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're latent on their responsibilities to.
No, you're.
I'm latent.
Reaction is latent.
Yes.
Yeah. It's latent pain that's directly associated
with that. Yeah.
It didn't happen then.
It's delayed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Took some time for the shock to wear off. I need to talk about this because if anyone listens, I want you to know it's illegal to put red lights on the front of your car. I don't understand why I'm seeing this. I don't want to say it's the most retarded thing you can do in traffic, but it's up there. Because what you do is you make it look like brake lights or tail lights. It doesn't matter if they're attached to headlights. If you see it in your rear view and you're making a lane change and the running lights are not orange but red, you might think the car's going the other way. And why am I seeing this? It's illegal. I get it. Lots of stuff is illegal. There are not enough police in the Phoenix metropolitan area to safely police the area. I think there's only like 160 cops in Phoenix. I think
really?
That's... Really? Yeah, and most...
Some of them are Russian.
To where? Huh?
There's at least one. He was in like when you're talking on your cell phone.
You got pulled... That was a Russian cop?
Yeah.
Did he sound Russian?
Yes.
What? How did you leave that out?
I told you.
I don't remember that part of the story. Mm-hmm. But not to move away from this, this is ridiculous behavior. Why does anyone think it's cool, first of all, to put red on the front of your car? Like, that's a...
Babe, it's they're being creative.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you think that that's creative? Oh, this is, you know what? Here's something nobody does. Oh, this will be my thing. Oh, I know. This will be my thing and nobody else. You know why nobody does it? Because it's illegal and stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I had to get
that
out.
The lights are not there for fashion. They serve a purpose.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you don't know, everything is color coded on the road. It makes it very easy to identify. So when the brain sees red lights, that means stop.
Yeah. I almost lane changed over
everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere it means stop.
Yeah. I keep saying that I'm surprised by people's like behavior that I should be incredulous at. But then the more and more time goes on, like I say, oh, well, you know what? I'm not surprised anymore. And then something like that happens and I'm like, oh, I'm surprised again. I don't understand. I don't know. I want to freak out sometimes. It's how they get. It's probably because of the Chinese. Depending on who you ask, it's probably because of the Chinese or the invaders.
I read a funny statistic right before the podcast that this conversation made me think of.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like, who wants to change their lights like that? It's like younger kids, probably. They think it's cool.
Probably.
So the thing was about how so many people will bring like emergency pairs of underwear with them. Like a really high percentage of people in this whatever thing, questionnaire thing, bring, when they go places, like emergency pairs of underwear. And I was like, oh, that they're probably all old people. And then of all of the people that bring emergency underwear, like 70% of them actually use the emergency underwear.
Wait, how many people bring it?
It's, I believe it was like 80%, like a really high, or 60%, like a really high
of people
majority. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I have at some point in time, but like only if I'm going to be gone for like a long period of time. And, you know,
yeah, who were they?
The month, I might bring an extra pair.
Who were they asking?
But the other interesting thing is that, but my whole point is, it wasn't a bunch of old people. The majority were Gen Z and millennials, like my generation and younger. Like old people.
Are people out there just shitting themselves?
That's what I was thinking. But now I'm like, well, maybe women, because we need, you know, we might need a second pair. I've actually have, now that I think about it. Fuck, I'm part of them. You just like, if you're in public, you just throw away the other ones. Not from, I'm telling you way too much.
Not because of blood?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like a dude shitting his pants. I feel like that's something that more guys do.
Specifically fat guys.
Specifically, yeah.
Yeah. Pacifico Minde. Okay, so yeah, red lights. I can't believe it. I've seen it twice. But now I think we should pivot away from that and move into something else that I hate, which is the word pivot.
Is that on the agenda for today?
It is. It is.
It's top of mind. So
it's squarely on the. It is squarely on the agenda, especially as I live with someone. See, before you moved in, when you worked in tech, I didn't have to live with this weird office speak that you do when you talk about your work. And now it lives in the house with me. And
it now does. It didn't. It left for about 6-7 months last year, but yeah, it recently just came back, and it's about to come back with a vengeance. Yeah. I don't know how much of my business I can put out there, but I will be working a lot in the corporate world.
Yeah. But I mean,
foreseeable future.
Great job. Amazing offers. Mm-hmm. Accepting, you know, a couple of them maybe. Who knows?
That's not happening. I would never do that.
This is called gaming the system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to put that on there. Job update, and I was going to put gaming the system.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
We should do a podcast.
Great idea. I think we should release it on Saturdays.
Anyway, I think we should add pivot, because I am hearing it everywhere.
I'm tired of hearing it now.
Are you?
How do you hear it and I don't?
I'm super con, because I am afraid to do it on stage. So I have really been practicing talking into the mic, but not making additional sounds with my face. Or anything.
Here's a question.
I'm a real big foot squeaker. Like my leg gets going. So the hardest thing for me is like keeping all my shit still, so that I'm not over here creaking and cracking in the chair.
Yeah, I need to do that. My back is so sore.
What was your question?
Have you ever broken a lease before? I heard it that time. Have you ever broken a lease before?
Broken a lease? No.
No. I have. I did when I lived in Denver. I signed a 12-month lease. Like 5 or 6 months in, I had to get the hell out. It was too cold.
Uh-huh.
So I broke the lease and then moved back to Arizona.
And what happened?
I lost my security deposit. I had to pay, when I moved in, I had to pay 1 month's rent. And then I had to pay my last month's rent for security deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that last month rolls around, then I just don't have to pay. So, but since I broke my lease agreement, I had to pay that.
Did you lose both your security deposit.
I think it was more than that, actually.
And the last month's rent?
It was a lot. It was a lot. I think I paid somewhere around $4,000.
But I'm
that like $3,000 or $4,000. My rent was like $2,000. So yeah, it was a lot.
Now I get the scope of it. I'm asking if they kept both of those deposits, the security deposit and the last month.
I think I do it in my real life too. I do. Yes. Yeah. I had to pay on top of my security deposit.
They came and charged you more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but I, you know, I signed the lease. I knew it was for 12 months and I knew it was going to be a loss when, you know, I decided to leave. I weighed the pros and cons and I was like, ah, this is just better.
I did. Okay. The only time that I am guilty of breaking the lease was the first apartment that I ever had. And I didn't know that when the lease was up, you had to give a 30-day notice or it would automatically renew written. Now, I told the landlady verbally that we were not going to be re-signing, but I didn't fill out any paperwork. So they did come back and charge me, which I fought for like a year and tried to say no. And they just sent me to debt collection. And then, oh, this was super fun. Then I was told by the debt collector that because there are two names on the lease, I can just buy out half of it and then my name will come off of that debt collection. But that was a lie because I had a roommate, so we had two names on the lease. But that was a lie. They just kept me on it anyway because they were like, oh, well, he paid some, so we're going to keep bothering him. Because the other guy was a derelict and was never going to pay.
Yeah, they knew that.
They didn't. Well, I mean, they didn't know either of us, but they knew that I would pay. And they also knew that they weren't going to take my name off of it for paying half of it. So I ended up paying all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I mean, that was, you're I was nice cooking. Guy. And so it was like $1,500 or something, which was all the
that's
money.
That's a lot
in the
of
world
money.
To me.
Yeah. That's a fucking lot of money for a young man.
But all this is to say you have a tenant who's a short-term tenant, supposed to be there for 6 months, and he is currently breaking the lease.
Yeah, he signed the lease to end April 30th, and he doesn't like the fact that it's an Airbnb house. So he stays in the master room, and I Airbnb out the spare bedroom and the bathroom and the hallway.
Well, technically, you Airbnb them both, and he just rented one of them for 6 months.
Yeah, but I let him do it outside of Airbnb and signed a lease because, you know, Airbnb, they charge a lot of fees, and so that was the agreement. He knew about it ahead of time, but he doesn't like sharing the house with the Airbnb guests. So
well, and you only made him now. You only made him pay like $650 for deposits.
Yeah.
$750
in total.
So,
$650 in total. Yeah.
So that makes it very easy for him to break the lease if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a lot of money. And he's still trying to ask you for some of it back.
Mm-hmm.
But next time, if somebody comes in, you got to charge them the $1,500 plus $1,000 for deposits, for security and last month. And then that way, when it comes time and they're going to break the lease on you, they'll be like, shoot, I don't want to lose $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with losing $750 or whatever.
But yeah. It's a lesson for sure. I'll get a higher deposit next time. But now I'm faced with, do I give him his security deposit back? I was considering giving part of it, but
no, he damaged your wall.
Yeah.
He also has been an absolute pain in the ass, like treating you like you are his roommate or a significant other, just constantly trying to tell you how to run the Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. I would appreciate it if you... We had a long talk about it today.
Why today?
Oh, fuck. I'll stop soon. I'm aware of it now, at least. Well, because he just sent me the text yesterday. So we need to at least have a conversation of, you know, when he's moving out, what the terms are going to be, da 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 da, because he is breaking a contract. He is in breach of an agreement.
Right. But at that point, you could just leave all the other stuff out, like whether or not you're going to tell him what time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was just explaining to me that, you know, he's been stewing over it. And with this last lady who talks to dead people, you know, he, you know, she stayed twice. The first time he didn't tell me there was any kind of issue. So when she asked to book again, I said yes.
And well, you did let a homeless psychotic drunk woman stay there for.
Yeah, I shouldn't have let her stay the second time. That's on me.
Here's the rule.
That's on me.
What's the rule? Tell everybody the rule. Airbnb, what would Lupita say?
You got to book through the app.
Always book through the app.
Book through the app.
If you Airbnb and they try to talk you into letting them pay you outside of the app, you say no. You book through the app.
Only. Especially if they're a homeless alcoholic, clairvoyant.
And they tell you they're broke.
Yeah. Yeah. That's on me. That's on me.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing is...
I should not have let her book the second time, because if I was living in the house, I would not have let her book a second time. So I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Maybe we should offer her some experiment gum.
She's had enough of that, I think. Experiment gum.
If somebody offered you experiment gum, would you take it? And you're just like, what? Is it close enough to spearmint?
Double the pleasure. Double
mint. Okay, we're going to throw that one out.
I was a double mint twin 1 year for Halloween. It was one of my better costumes.
You were one of the double mint twins?
Yeah, my girlfriend was the other one. We had matching visors and tennis outfits. And we had blonde wigs.
Yeah?
It was in college, yeah.
Well, I bet you that went over well.
I mean, we looked exactly alike. Nobody could tell which is which, especially when you're drunk at a party.
Hey, I was thinking of something from my childhood. So the original list had a few things on it of what I kind of thought would be funny on the podcast. Should I just read off the list and then tell you something I want to bring back from my childhood? Okay. Okay. So it's called the shit list. And it goes like this. Shit I thought was funny. Shit I can't believe. Shit I think would make a good movie. Shit I just found out isn't what I thought it was from my childhood. Shit I think would make a good t-shirt. Shit I never thought I'd masturbate to. And deep shit.
What's some shit you never thought you'd masturbate to?
We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Is that the one you want to bring back?
No.
From your childhood?
No, the thing I want to bring back from my childhood is the saying, are you stupid or something?
Oh, are you? I don't think we've been allowed to say that since Forrest Gump.
That's
right.
That's my childhood. That was right? Sort of.
What, are you stupid or something?
You stupid or something?
Just can you imagine if you said that to somebody?
It causes you to be slightly introspective. I say. You might say, oh, you know, I haven't been asked that in a while or maybe ever.
But maybe I am.
This is a...
It gives you a pause for a minute. Stupid or something. Oh, I could see myself saying that to a table at the pub.
Oh, on your last night.
I wouldn't do it to a table, but
another server or a busser. You say it to the bussers. That's who deserves it. When they pick up everything, but they don't like wipe, or they have it's just a couple glasses and then they leave crumbs, mm-hmm. and you just zoom right in, swoop in. You're like, are you stupid or something? Wipe the table.
or when they forget to put ranch with my fried vegetable basket. What are you, stupid or something? It gets ranch. Everyone knows that.
They asked for ketchup. Are you stupid or something?
Bring Bully back.
It's good for you.
Oh, it is. It is good for you.
The chewing gum like a horse. That joke hit me and I could not wait to tell it. Mm-hmm. Could not wait. Oh, that joke makes me
I laughed so hard the first time you told that to me.
Yeah. That was how I knew it was a keeper. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, we're going to try it out.
Yeah, it really informed my future.
Definitely.
I'd still be chewing gum with my big cock out. Is that what you said? Or big dick hanging out.
Huge cock out.
Huge cock. Yeah. Huge was my huge cock.
It's one of those things that I can't believe, like, so I Google to make sure that there's not already, that's already not out there. Like, I just want to make sure I'm not stealing somebody else's joke, because sometimes you're like, man, that's too clean. Mm. Like, what's the other one that I wrote that is a, oh, what's the difference between first impressions and blowjobs? You only get one chance at a good first impression.
Yeah.
But I'll give you lots of chances at a blow.
Practice good, makes perfect. At a good blow job.
And I was like, so I Google those kinds of jokes and I go, did I wrote this. I'm sure I wrote this, but did I pick it up? Because I listen to comedy, watch comedy all the time. Did I pick it up somewhere else? And then now I'm stealing somebody's joke on accident. You know, I'm like trying not mm-hmm. to do that. But
so that was an original one, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
But the chewing gum one is like, oh, it's something that's from my childhood. You chew gum like a horse. Everyone knows someone who chews like a horse, just mouth open, you know, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And also everybody knows that horses have huge dicks out.
It's a great misdirect. Great misdirect.
And so the building the picture of, you know, the person in front of you, everyone had a person in front of them in a desk. And so you've got this big desk over your lap. So you're not even thinking below the belt. Everything is above the waist. I love that joke. I can't mm-hmm. wait to like keep yeah. telling that one.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
We're going to put that in the bangers list.
And the girlfriend heavy set. At least it's not a heavy set girlfriend.
Oh, I can't believe. So I worded that in the joke. I on stage, I said, cause, and I slowed down. You can see the moment where I fucking froze. Mm-hmm. And I even told you I was going to get it wrong because I got it wrong when I tried to tell it the first time out loud.
Yeah.
It's supposed to say, I realize this has been a girlfriend heavy set, but at least it's not a heavy set girlfriend, because it's like, oh, that's beautiful. Instead, I said, this has been a real heavy girlfriend set, which at least isn't a heavy set girlfriend, but a heavy girlfriend is the same thing as a heavy set girlfriend. So it was like, mm-hmm. they knew what I meant. I got a gratuitous laugh. I wonder how many people put it together. I always am putting it together when somebody is like, I know they got the order wrong because they meant it the other way.
You still got quite a bit of laughs from it. So people knew the joke. I think you would have gotten a lot more if you had the order right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you say the joke right, it's a whole lot funnier.
But it was still funny, even though it was a little bit botched. I think your last joke before that one, there wasn't really a pause. It just kind of string together. I think like if you had a pause there, you would have been able to say it correctly.
Yeah, the light was on. At that point, the red light had come on. Mm. So usually...
So you didn't want... Yeah.
So they good. At this club, they give you a yellow light and that gives you a minute. And then the red light is you're done. And then if you wait too long, he's going to play some loud music and get you off the stage. So yeah. I usually get all nervous when I see the yellow light and I just get off the stage. This was the first time that I had the peace of mind to live with the yellow light and know that I had a minute. And then I knew I had to wrap it up. But the red light mm-hmm. still made me.
Yeah. At what point hurry. Did the red light come on?
It comes on at 3 minutes. Oh.
In your set.
Right as I was about to say the last joke.
The heavy set girlfriend?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like right that moment.
Mm. Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I knew perfect I was going storm. Slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was still good. Still
yeah,
a good
you don't
set.
Want to get the music played on you.
Yeah.
That's not good. How crazy was it? How many people on Kill Tony got the Angry Bear? And like the one guy was like, yeah, I made it to the Angry Bear. Like,
yeah.
Like that was a good thing. What?
But was that the cafe owner? The
no,
Russian?
No, oh, okay. No. That was the black dude who was really boring. The girlfriend made him move there and then broke up with him.
I was kind of napping.
That's what he talked about. Yeah, that, yeah, you were. You were.
Yeah, I was kind of napping on that one. Also, things I want to bring back from Days of Yore, the blood tent. Did we already talk about this? We didn't, right?
I don't think so. You and I talk about it all the time, once a month. I would love a blood tent.
Just that time of the month, we send her away. She
I
goes,
think it should be a commute. Well, you go. Sorry.
No, I just want it to be a cold tent. A freezing cold tent where you don't have running water and you leave and you're in like pretty good shape, but you come back with dreadlocks and like dirt rings around your eyes from where you've been crying and fighting with other women in the blood tent.
Uh-huh.
And then you come back, you take a shower, and I don't have to deal with any of that shit.
We're eating like raw meat for all the iron.
Well, but you're fighting over it too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's blood tent. No, but seriously, I think about this almost every time I have my period. I think what would be great is to have like a community blood tent, you know, or like a place where the women go when they're mm-hmm. menstruating and they just want to be around other women.
That's what we're saying. Community blood tent.
Yeah, but you know,
it's not a tent where you
go. You can have heat.
It's not
and
a
air
tent
conditioning
where you go give blood. By the way, you lose blood there.
You lose blood. Yeah,
but yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think don't... I really do think it would be great for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, the men get the women out of the house during that time because we get mean, and you know, women get to bitch together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I
Let's
think this would be a
it.
Great thing.
We're gonna sit Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos and Donald Trump all down in a room because they all can agree at least on one thing.
Send the women to a blood tent.
And we're going to make a new hotel chain called Blood Tent.
Mm. It's like a spa, blood tent spa.
Right.
We have to put the word spa.
Well, and you also have to build with safe building practices. So on the outside, it's going to look like it's got all of the amenities that it's supposed to have. But when you go in, we've got dirt floors on every level and no running water unless you, I don't know, pay extra. I don't know. I haven't thought this out, but we'll get we'll get the blood tent hotel chain up and running. And we'll subsidize for women.
Mm.
If a guy wants to go and stay there, he pays extra. Because who the fuck would want to go stay there? Like, you're weird if that's what you're doing.
I just did it again.
Yeah, I know. That's all right. I'm not going to cut it out. I'm going to make you listen to it. I'm not editing that out
punishment?
In post. Yeah, it takes me an hour to listen to
like
the whole thing.
Smushing my face into a mirror. Or a piece of glass.
Holding your face against the glass. Oh, my
was
God.
Was that you?
No, that was Big Jay Oakerson said that. He said, you know, he's going to bring back like smushing a girl's face up against the glass. Like, you don't hit her, but you just really smush her face up against to where there's like tears and like some streaking.
Yeah,
and then he said he's going to start carrying around a piece of pocket glass so that he could, if there's no windows anywhere nearby, he's got a piece of glass in his pocket. He can smoosh your face in the mirror or in the against the glass. Hold on. And his name is Christine. Hold on, Christine, get over here. Yeah, too funny.
I think we can legit call them like a menstruation center.
Oh my God. Menstruation center. Blood tent.
That's what the guys call it. But the women call it the menstruation center.
Oh.
The guys are like, it's the blood tent.
Should we workshop that name a little bit more? Like cycle center? Psycho center? We call it the cycle center, but
psycho
then
cycles.
The guys call it the psycho center. It's just it's like a layup for a guy to make mm-hmm. that little connection there.
Psycho.
It's tough. What else? What else do you have? You have some ChatGPT stuff. Oh, you don't.
Yeah, I do have a joke on my computer. I forgot I have what it's called right there.
New Forerunner. You've been ripping around in the Forerunner. We talked about that a little teeny tiny bit.
2024 Forerunner. Cars getting repaired. Yeah, I've already spent half a tank in gas going back and forth for 2 days from my house to Cape
Cod. Yeah, I'm telling you. You want that Forerunner, but you want the one that's hybrid.
Yeah, yeah.
We could finish it out with a major gripe. My insurance, my homeowner's insurance gripe. Crazy fun little story that they keep doing. They keep selling my mortgage, and then the new mortgage company doesn't renew the homeowner's insurance, and then they send me a letter after the fact. By the way, no notification. I went back through my emails, through my mail, no notification, no phone calls, no nothing. They just send me the notification afterwards. Oh, hey, by the way, it's expired, and we have imposed our own onto you, which they say could be more expensive. In this case, it actually wasn't, but it caused me to shop around, and so I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if there's a discount for paying for the whole year instead of waiting, because I pay my car insurance in lumps, and you save money. So I call around. I get a new policy all lined up. It is accepted by the mortgage company. I find out I can save $160 if I pay for the whole thing, but the mortgage company will not allow me to pay outside of escrow. Even if I pay it to the accepted provider and send them proof, they say, yes, you can do that. However, we are still going to charge you the amount broken down by month of that policy, and then we'll pay you all that money back at the end of the year.
I'm outraged by this.
And I said, oh, how much are they going to pay me in interest?
Yeah.
Since they're borrowing that money against my will. And she said, I don't work in that department. So we probably won't. And so I said, it just feels like he's got his hand in my pocket. And I'm like, get your hand out of my pocket, Rocket Mortgage. And Rocket Mortgage was like, come on, I just want to have my hand here. Come on. And I'm like, okay, Rocket Mortgage, you can have your hand in my... So I elected to let them just service the whole thing. But how insane is that behavior? We're still going to charge you monthly. I just don't understand it. I don't understand this world.
No.
So, you know, happy 2025. We can expect more bullshit like that.
Probably. Also, the Gulf of Mexico will no longer be.
Oh, right. It's going to be the Gulf of America.
You can't be.
And today in the news, Donald Trump Jr. is visiting Greenland because, you know, Trump wants to buy Greenland. And the king of Denmark has said, by the way, we're not selling Greenland. Oh, actually, he said, by the way, Greenland is not for sale.
I didn't know that.
But Greenland is trying to be sovereign. And they actually, some little blurb
interesting
at the bottom of the page said that Greenland has designs on moving into the modern era because they still are living a very colonial lifestyle. And I do mean thatch roofs, like a very colonial lifestyle in some areas, probably not all areas.
This is interesting.
Yeah. But Greenland is huge, and guess what it's got a ton of?
Oil?
Gasoline, oil, gold, resources.
Guess who's about to get a bunch of subsidized shit, a bunch of money to build stuff?
Yeah. What are the chances that America can buy Canada, Mexico, and Greenland all in one, just half the globe? We'll take the entire this half of the globe. That'd be cool.
Man, sheesh. It's funny. I haven't really heard anything that Trump has been saying lately, except for him wanting to take this land. It's almost as if they're trying to paint a story of him being some kind of world. What's the word? Dominator.
He said it.
I know, but they're no, I know he did, but they're not saying any other stories about what he's doing. Surely he's working on other things.
Yeah, well, no, they are saying, you know, like how he's being sentenced as a criminal, as a... They're talking about that, you know.
Speaking of sentenced as a criminal, there was a new word that I learned.
Oh.
That I quite like.
Okay. Ready? I'm all ears, yeah.
All right, so the word is gowl.
Gowl.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that one?
Gowl. Jowl?
It could be. I should look at the pronunciations of these.
I think jowl's with a J, so okay. No. So G-O-W-L?
G-A-O-L, gowl.
G-A-O-L. isn't that what happens in a soccer game when you kick it into the net?
You get a gowl.
Gowl.
Only if you're gay.
All right, so what's a gowl?
All right, do you want to hear the sentence first?
Gay old time, yeah.
If the prisoner were gowled, there would be no place to get that sort of medicine his infected, dying body needed.
Gowled?
Mm-hmm. Based off that sentence, what would you think it means?
Shanked or shivved. Yeah, like punctured.
Oh, okay. I thought it meant like exiled or separated from.
Hmm.
But I was close. Mm-hmm. That means a place. There's a noun and a verb. It's a place for confinement or put in jail.
Gowled is jailed.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you've been gowled, you know, write in. Let us know how your experience went.
Mm-hmm.
And how your gowler was.
I mean, I don't think Trump is trying to gowl other nations.
I don't think he's trying to spend any gowl time. Well, you all know, right. Make America free.
Ooh,
again.
The blood tent gowl. It's for some gowl time instead of girl time.
And yes, it does mean you cannot leave. You are incarcerated. Oh my God. Incarcerated. Let's try that again.
Incarcerated.
Okay, well, that's our time, babe. We have made it. Welcome to 2025, season 2 of All of This is Temporary. You can find us online on YouTube's All of This is Temporary. Mm-hmm. Episode whatever.
If you want to be a bully in the comments, we do encourage that.
Yeah, please bully. Mm-hmm. Bully back. If it's good, we'll read your bullying comment over the air.
Mm-hmm.
But only if it's good. And that does mean that if we read it and it's not good, and you're like, why didn't they read it? Well, it wasn't good.
You got to bully harder.
So take that.
Bye.
Bye.